Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You'll have to wait and see who that is. What'd you make, Goo, real quick?
We had steak and baby back ribs.
What kind of steak? Do you remember what kind it was?
New York.
Okay. Yeah, I did I did skirt steak, and we tried to turn it into a little Philly cheesesteak type thing.
See, Shasky, so many names for steak. Skirt steak.
Brisket.
No dips,
T-bone.
Brisket, yeah. Chuck.
Filet. There you go.
There's so many of them, I can't even give you an exact name.
Not five.
I like my medium rare. I like my meat medium rare. I don't know how you do it.
A little more. I like medium.
You can't have steak at medium. Anything beyond medium rare. And I've been a vegetarian for 30 years. I'm actually thinking about giving it up, Stani. I'm going to get back in the meat eating game.
Wow.
You know me. I've gone through a lot of changes.
Barry in the lead.
Lost a ton of weight. Lots going on in my life. New day part and whatnot. And if I do go back to eating meat, and anybody tries to medium my steak, that's grounds for termination, arrest, immediate apprehension, Steiny. Medium rare at the darkest. If that thing's not mooing, you're not trying.
Yeah, my sister, way back in the day, used to have a boyfriend that she since dumped. And one of the reasons she dumped him was because they were at a nice restaurant once, and he was ordering steak, and he said, "I really want it rare. Run it through a room temperature room with a leash on it. That's all I want."
Wow.
He was done. His name was Chip.
He was done.
His name was Chip. She didn't like that line. Yeah. She thought,
"Hey, last thing."
He's one of the guys, real quick. You know, he's trying to always be the center of attention. Go ahead, Goo.
Real quick, just back to our last segment, Dibs.
Yeah, sure.
I'm the only one that got final Jeopardy and lost. That hurts. That just don't sit well with me.
Well, it all boiled down to my just, and I know, Stein, you like this word, but I'm going to self-anoint myself as a choker. Because that was a choke job. Now, there was one buzzer that I thought I had over Guru. Whatever, those are going to go your way or they're not going to go your way. Those even out over time. But the Henderson gaffe, I said Dave, and it was Ricky. That's the one that's going to stay with me throughout the course of this beautiful Thursday.
Yeah.
I got
Congrats,
you.
Stani.
That's fair.
He's happy. Yeah.
Hey, I want to kind of come full circle. We got Guru's Gripes coming up, too, by the way, in 10 minutes. Guru's Gripes in 10 minutes. Real quick, I want to go back to the, as we used to call it in the business, the nut graph, the big theme of the show. And that is Jimmy Garoppolo is practicing this week. He started practicing and doing all aspects of 49ers practice yesterday. Last week he was limited. And I want to listen to Kyle Shanahan. This is from yesterday on the approach going forward to Sunday's game against the Rams.
People have high ankle sprains and they'll affect you sometimes throughout an entire year. So I think there's a little, it's pretty much as simple as that. I mean, it makes it hard for you to play at your best by no means, but does that mean that you can't play? Lots of guys go out there and they have things that prohibit them from being their best. But, you know, if you can play, you still got to go out there and perform. And I'll be the judge of that, watching him throughout the week. And if he has a good week of practice and looks like he gives us the best chance to win, then I won't hesitate. And if it looks like it hurts in the game and it's prohibiting them, then we'll do what we did again.
And I assume what he means by "we'll do what we did again," meaning pull him if he doesn't look comfortable. It sounds to me like it's one of those comparisons where if you ask the coach if somebody, you know, how the team's doing, he'll say, you know, this time of year, everybody's banged up. Everybody's banged up. So everybody's playing with a little something and nobody's 100%. It sounds to me like that's kind of where he's throwing Jimmy, you know, in, just like, hey, he's Nobody's 100% right now.
But Dibs, it doesn't sound like he's getting any credit for going out there and being John Wayne. It sounds like Shanahan expects him to play with this. Like there is no, you know what, kid, you're toughing it out. I appreciate you doing this because some people might not. It's like Shanahan saying, it's just a high, and can you elaborate on people? It's just a high ankle sprain. You know, like, I don't know why. I just get it. It's kind of cryptic to me. Like, he ain't giving Jimmy no love for toughing it out.
It's not about no love for toughing it out. You have the Pop Warner mindset right now. This is a highly paid professional athlete. He's making about $1.4 million a game, and you're 2-3. Now, unless he's unable to walk on it, unless he's got something so bad that there's no way in hell he should be out there, the guy's going to play. He wants to play. Shanahan wants him to play because he's the best chance at winning. They both want to win, so he's going to play. And Kyle's absolutely right. And he might as well put on the black robe and grab the gavel right now because he's going to be the judge. All of us can say whatever we want about should he play or shouldn't he play. Jimmy G wants to play. Shanahan wants him to play. He's going to play. Now, if he starts to struggle again, Shanahan will judge that. And he'll make the appropriate action.
How about this? I will say this, and I'm just throwing this out there. How will we ever really know, or do you think it will become apparent, if he pulling Jimmy Garoppolo because of his injury or because of his performance?
Hello. That's Steiny.
Well, does that matter?
As the kids say, it does matter because I feel like it gives Kyle the ability to hide and not have to face the music. And I think he did that last week by saying, you know, the game was out of hand. But yes, the game out of hand because number 10, you know, had a hand in that, Dibs. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's just like putting one step forward and taking three back. So, I mean, and we heard Kyle yesterday or earlier in the week, he said this thing could last all season. So is this going to be the theme of each week moving forward where every damn week the game becomes that much more important, but we're going to play, I'll pull him when it start, when, you know, when I deem he's not healthy. I don't like that recipe. It's a recipe for disaster.
If he plays full games, then that goes to rest. And we've seen it just in this year, guys, the difference between you're getting pulled because you stink and you're getting pulled because you're not playing great and we're getting blown out. You remember Nick Mullins? He throws the interception and it's like, oh no. The very next play, he throws a pick six directly into the hands of the Philadelphia Eagles. The next series, guys, the game wasn't even over. C.J. Beathard made his season debut. That's what a quarterback getting pulled for being bad looks like. Jimmy G being lifted at halftime, that was not the same pulling as Nick Mullins. Jimmy G was a dental procedure with Novocaine, and you had to extricate a bum tooth. Nick Mullins was tie a shoestring around it, tie the other end to the door and slam the door. Two different pull-ins, Steiny.
And I don't know the answer, but just suppose the Niners were 5-0 right now. You think they'd start Garoppolo?
Yes.
Not a doubt in my mind. They would
that
not.
They would. Oh, they would not.
Yeah, okay. Dib says yes. I'm emphatic that he would not even see give him 2-week hiatus, Dibs.
I think he's healthy enough to play, and a player plays. And I go to one of my favorite underrated Billy Crystal movies, Throw Mama from the Train. A writer writes.
Phenomenal.
That's what a writer does, and a player plays. And so Jimmy Garoppolo is being paid very handsomely to play. If he's healthy enough to play, you play him, even if he's 5-0. Steiny, I think an interesting one would be if they were 0-5, do you play him? I think you're less likely to play him at 0-5 than you are 5-0.
Yeah, that is true. Was Forget Paris any good? You ever see that one?
It was all right. It was, you know.
Is that Gregory Hines in there?
No, there was one where he was a referee.
An NBA referee, yeah. That was one. It was cute. It was a nice little lightweight romantic comedy.
That is, let me tell you something. When it comes to movies and my preferences, cute doesn't cut it for me. Nah. I need dark. I'd rather have dark than cute, but
yeah, I have a little bit more cinematic versatility than you, Steiny. I'm able to get out of my comfort zone and allow myself to cry over the course of a 2.5-hour.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. What about that?
Who's
one?
Who's one?
I said one flew over the cuckoo's nest with Jack, one of his greatest.
What made that cross your mind right there?
To let Dibs know I had depth when it comes to movies.
Yeah.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. Not a lot of people have seen
like,
that, Dibs.
Did you like that, Goo? That
it was
movie?
Phenomenal. That's why I remembered it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you a little knowledge here. There's a new show out on TV. It's about, remember Nurse Ratched?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's a new show out about Nurse Ratched, and it takes place before, I believe, it fiction, obviously, but it's a show about how, like, what happened to Nurse Ratched before she got, so, like, how she became, you know, what made her Exactly.
So that's why I brought it up, to get that. That's just dessert. Where do I find that? Netflix?
I think probably.
I'll find it.
Google Ratched.
I was waiting for you to chime in with a bougie classic Ratched guru. Shout out Beyonce and her forgettable hit from earlier this year. Stine, I'm sure you're familiar with that tune.
Which one?
It's something about Ratched, Beyonce. It's her career, Stine. Yeah, guru. You. It's gone downhill.
And guru, the movie you were referring to apparently was Running Scared. Running Scared with Gregory Hines.
Yeah.
Of course, many would say Billy Crystal's finest moment when Harry met Sally. Others, of course, might say City Slickers. Now, see, I preferred When Harry Met Sally over City Slickers, but the one thing that I've always had trouble figuring out is how Billy Crystal in When Harry Met Sally did so well with the women, because he was honest, though.
That shouldn't
matter.
Do you have a problem with a guy out-kicking his coverage, Steiny? Does that offend you?
No, when a six is rolling with a nine?
Are you that guy who looks at Lyle Lovett,
not at
who
all.
Is with Julia Roberts, and says, he has no business being with her?
No.
A guy who looks like me would never say that about another human, let alone. We don't get into people's looks here. All right, let's do it. Let's do the thing.
It's time for Guru's Gripes. Fire away, Guru.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Grubs.
Mother sucker.
So my daughter last night, my daughter Milan's making chocolate chip cookies, and of course there's no chocolate chips. So I go to Walgreens and get chocolate chips, and there's a whole three aisles dedicated to Halloween. 2020's been enough, and I just thought, I wanted to speak to the manager, but can't we just skip to Halloween this year? You don't need to be outside anyway. You don't even need to have that contact. Can't we just skip Halloween this 2020? It's already hijacked by the adults, Dibs and Steiny. That's a whole nother story. But with the pandemic, how the hell do we just go ahead and try to sell Halloween in 2020? I want to speak to the powers to be, and let's just not celebrate Halloween this October 31st. How about that, gentlemen?
You want to start, Dibs, or what? Or you want me?
Go ahead.
Come on, maybe have
your inaugural live Guru's Gripes. A couple things. Beautiful name for your daughter, Milan. I like that name.
Yeah,
I really do.
I'll tell her.
Secondly, I gotta disagree. And even though I originated the phrase "to hell with the kids," I have to acknowledge that the kids have had a very, very difficult time of the pandemic, and so. While I try to practice safety like the best of them, I believe Halloween is an event that can be performed safely.
The hell with the kids.
You knock on the door of a home. You step back 6 feet. I come to the door. Trick or treat. Hey, what's going on? And then when it comes time to give the candy to the kids, of course they don't. You have the candy, you pick out the Hershey bar, and basically you throw it at them.
Oh, wow.
And then they catch it or take one to the
What if there's COVID on the wrapper?
Thank you, Guru. And, you know, first of all, I love the move, get out the way, Goo, get out the way, Goo, get out the way. This just pumps the bit, makes it all the better. Cancel Halloween.
There,
and you know what? I'd go a step further, Guru, and make it a criminal act starting next year for anyone over the age of 21 to be in costume on October 31st. It's time to give back Halloween to the kids, Guru. And Steiny, for this year, unfortunately, we should be able to do an honor system Halloween where we all just put buckets of candy on our stoop. But even our beloved children can't be trusted to just take one each or take two each. Yeah. Gordon Gekko was right. Greed is good. And on Halloween, it prevents us from doing socially distant Halloween. Cancel it this year and make it illegal for adults to dress up going forward.
And I forgot this caveat. We better not Halloween party, right, fellas? There shouldn't be one damn person having a Halloween anything. And then you got to go out to the store. Works. Where you going? I got to get some Halloween candy. Then you're passing COVID that way. Sit your ass at home. 2020's been a fright night. And we'll get back next year.
It's the one day when maybe this country could come together and everybody agree to wear a mask. I don't care the reason. I don't care. So if finally you come up with a day where everybody's wearing a mask, you can do it safely.
This is point counterpoint here on Guru's Gripes on 95.7 The Gripe. Guru, he's got a good point there. Everyone would be wearing masks is what we all want.
Yeah. It'd be for all the wrong reasons, though.
Serious question, yeah, Goo. You know, obviously Milan is a city in Italy. I don't know if that has anything to do with your daughter's name, but how'd you come up with Milan?
We went to Italy on our honeymoon.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And
they were playing Tupac with cuss words over the loudspeaker in the malls in the stores. So it wasn't like I envisioned those TV dibs. Wow. I was like, this is hardcore. They don't do this in the town.
Good.
But anyway, I did. Yeah,
I didn't know you were ever in Italy. Where were you in Italy?
Milan.
I was going to say, Milan. You could use context clues.
Yeah.
No, Stoddy, we just went to Naples.
Shout out Daryl Gleason, right?
I don't want to name her Napoli.
I mean, let me tell you, I probably would have asked the same question if Guru's daughter's name was Bologna.
Yeah. Went to Paris, too, Stoddy. Didn't name her Paris, yeah.
Did you like Paris,
Guru? Milan. It was all right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Paris is incredible.
It wasn't like the movies, Dibs. Yeah, it wasn't like the movies.
Than the movies. Paris is better than the movies.
I'd have to agree. To be in Rodin's garden and look upon Le Poncieux in person, the Sacré-Cœur, the Notre Dame, Le Tour Eiffel, Arc de Triomphe. There are so many sights. A sight around every corner, Goo. Paris.
Yeah, I agree.
Amsterdam. Prague, and you know, I would have to say Barcelona, Mount European
London.
City more.
I'm throwing London nervous. In there.
I get nervous when I'm the outsider. You know what I mean? When I'm a visitor, I something about it. I just feel out of sorts. I don't know.
Yeah, it's half the fun, though. Half the fun.
Give me a 30-second Guru's Gripes on the city of Paris, Guru. Bonus gripe here on 95.7 The Game.
It wasn't as clean in regard to the outside. I thought I wasn't going to see what I see in Berkeley and all the surrounding cities, Sacramento, everywhere. It was, you know, it was like home. And that's why I didn't feel like I'm on the prettiest place in Earth. How about that?
Man,
I love a bonus gripe on a Thursday. That was strong.
Bonus gripe, though.
I thought I would not like Paris because of kind of its reputation, and it's got a reputation for not liking Americans/tourists. I'll tell you what, Paris, there's action, baby.
Oh,
there's action. And take that from a middle-aged man who's got nothing going on. There's action. No Thursday night football tonight.
And I'm a little sad. Dibs, your boy's a little down. No football, no Troy.
Yeah, the old expression of how do I miss you if you won't go away? Well, now it's going away, and we miss you Thursday night football. Come on back soon. And this amid another COVID situation with the Falcons positive tests, and now the Viking game on Sunday might be in some kind of question. So we might get more Tuesday this year than we do Thursdays, Tiny.
Yeah, the Tuesday game we were kind of looking forward to too, and it didn't really.
That was a great game. What's wrong with you?
Oh, the stiff arm
clash of the AFC Titans.
Yeah, it was great.
Stoddy, you don't like the highlights. That thing's all on social media. Okay, it was a stiff arm. Good God, they wanted Norman to retire. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know that I ever remember seeing a stiff arm like that.
Earl Campbell?
He didn't need that.
He did that every Sunday, Tim.
Dude, Earl Campbell just ran over you with his thighs. Yeah. By the way,
Texas.
Wrapping this up too, LaMelo Ball was on with Jalen and Jacoby, I believe is the show. He said the Warriors have talked to him. Warriors have done a little Zoom call with LaMelo and checking him out, seeing what he's all about. He's supposed to go pretty high in the draft. Let's not forget Warriors have the number 2 pick. Tell you what, a crazy statement 4 days after the finals? The season's coming up. Basketball season's coming up. We got the draft coming up in about a month and a half. Less than that.
Yeah, a month.
So the Warriors are getting back on track. Let me ask you this real quick about the Warriors. I'm serious. It is going to be so exciting to see where the Warriors are. It really is. We're in a once in a lifetime circumstance here with this team in terms of 5-year run break. Let's see what happens. Maybe they can get another run going. It's going to be incredible.
Almost impossible, Guru, to project this team out. Klay Thompson hasn't played since my son's 18th birthday, June 13th of 2019. It'll be 21 months between games for Klay Thompson. You can't project any of this out with this team.
And when you say Warriors, that's Steph, that's Klay. He was at the track. I saw him on IG yesterday. That's Draymond. I can't wait. But Wiseman without his shirt on, the boy looks like he's just a freak, man. I'm warming up to him, Stoddy, and that dunk he did in the pickup game.
All right. I haven't seen him without a shirt. I'm going to wait to do that. I'll give you my scouting report tomorrow. Yeah. All right, Damon Ratto and Kolsky coming up next. Kirk Morrison at 3 o'clock. Michael Silver at 4 o'clock. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bougie, classic, rat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.